Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. The 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com is on the air. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the Weekly Challenge number 68. The topic this week was chosen by Rocky Turok, and he picked, well, of course, he picked yak. I know you've been waiting a long time for this. Just like you've been waiting a long time for this wonderful theme music, which is from the heart and soul of Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Who goes first? It's the winner from last week. And that's Tom from Footnote, who points out that I need to update the scoreboard. You're right, Tom. I'll get right on that. Hold on, let me see. Okay, 2007. No, 2008. Well, I'll get back to y'all on when I'll get that updated. But while I'm trying to figure an open date in my calendar book here, here comes Tom's story. And I think you're going to enjoy this one. Man. Woo.
Hello, my people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Little did I realize that exactly 1 year ago, that 52 weeks later, I'd still be spewing out these 100-word masterpieces. Yep, 52 weeks, 52 stories. Thanks, L, for your diligence and support. I have set my obsessive self on 100 in a row. Tonight's tale is entitled, A Twister in the Key of Y.
Yellow Yoni Yurt,
Yearn Yuri.
Yolanda Yellow Yak,
yelled Yuri. Yearling Yolanda Yak yarlessly yawned.
Yuri yanked yoke Yellow Yak.
Yolanda yap, yip, yelp,
yes.
Yeasty yam yen, Yolanda yielded.
Yonder Yankee Yahoos,
yelled Yuri. Yak Yolanda yexed yellow yams. Yuri yammered.
You.
Youful Yahoos yanked yearling yak.
Yuri yelped, yipped, yapped,
yes. Yellow yurt yet, yelled Yuri. Yeshiva Yale Yachtsman.
Yes.
Yeshiva Yale Yachtsman.
Yep.
Yodeled Yurly Yule Yodels.
Yuck, yuck,
yelled youthful Yankee Yahoos, yielding yearling.
Yay, yelled Yuri, yay.
Yarnished Yolanda yawned yearnlessly.
Yielding yellow Yanni yurt.
Yuri's yawn, yesterday's yawn.
Yakety yak,
yammered Yolanda.
Don't take this, congratulations on the 1 year anniversary here, by the way, but don't take this the wrong way, but yuck. The text from Tom's story, in case you couldn't understand all of that and couldn't follow it and had to listen to it, say, 5 or 6 times, like I did, and everybody else's, for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to their homepages, podcasts, MySpace pages, pornographic monkey movies, I don't know, just whatever link they send me, I look at it and, oh cool, they got some stuff out. Well, anyway, you can check out the other stuff that they do during their free time, other than 100 Y words. Why? Let's check out the veterans. Wait, we have a rookie this week? Oh my god. All right, this one's JD. Hello, JD. Let's hear what you've got.
Yak history. The 4th Mounted Yaks were the heart of the regiment. They had fought in every war for 100 years. Each campaign had brought new glory. Each battle had added to the legend. Only foes knew the terror of the charge of 500 yaks. sparks jumping from their flying hooves as they pound across a rock-covered plain, flame-red eyes stabbing deep into the soul, steel-encrusted horns gleaming in the early morning sun, ready to gore, line after line of hairy hump bovines closing in, bloodlust filling their brains. Did you ever smell 500 yaks? Yaks. Yuck.
Yeah. Now, JD technically isn't a rookie because of the stories he sent in text format, but he finally recorded them, and congratulations, and looking forward to more stories recorded by you. At least he got the word yuck in there. All right, let's check out our veterans this week. And first up is Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Okay, Caleb, swing it to me.
Welcome back to Poetry Corner. Next up, we have a poem called Yak by a Mr. Caleb Bullen. And I hope you like this very much. If you're interested, you can find other of Mr. Bullen's work at blacktiemartiniclub.com.
Poised, the attack yak is ready to pounce. Natural born killer, this fiend, ounce for ounce. The fearsomest, deadliest of all of the yaks. Very few ever see one. Even fewer come back. Hooves like thunder, lightning for veins. Joe went looking for one, but all that remains are his screams of anguish from up on the hill. Sometimes in autumn, I hear those screams still. Now we square off, this attack yak and I. I go for my rifle, I hear his wild cry. And how does it end, with defeat or a plum? To find out, just visit yakpenis.com.
That yakpenis.com sure goes a long way, doesn't it? I need to get an explanation for this. Hold on a minute, folks. I'm going to fire up Skype here and see if Caleb's on the line. So I'm going to try to get a hold of Caleb here to figure out what the hell this poem means. So let me just hit the numbers here, and I think I hear him ringing over there.
Ring. Ring. I don't want to pick up too soon because that sounds like I'm just sitting by the phone. Ring.
I love ring. That. Where can I download that ringtone?
Hey! Crap, how are ya? Lawrence! I forget who you are now.
I sometimes forget too. That's probably why I take these pills. Caleb.
Whoever you are, hi!
Caleb, go ahead, since I haven't said your URL 25 times yet. First off, introduce yourself to the mass audience, which really is just the people who wrote these stories week in and week out.
Right. Hi, my name is Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com.
Wow, and it's amazing. You've got the Black Tie Martini Club, and you managed to get the domain name for it, too. How hard – who did you have to buy the domain name off of? Who was what scumbag in Nigeria was sitting on it?
It was actually a Romanian named Paul. I don't know if that's a common Romanian name, but fortunately, with the exchange rate at the time, was in our favor.
So, where did the idea for this story come from? This poem, where did it come from?
I just sort of started ruminating on the word yak. And what rhymes with yak, and it just sort of popped out.
I was hoping that we'd get some 5-10 minute explanation here. I mean,
yes, it's It's an exploration into the inner beast inside man, and of course the yak represents, you know, agriculture and the beginning of farming, but at the same time the hunter instinct is also in you. And that's really, that's the whole history of civilization.
So, better? Okay. I guess so. I kind of spaced out all there right. for a second. I take these other pills.
Yeah, so did I.
What is the deal with yakpenis.com?
I don't know, actually. I know it was on one of Radar's podcasts, Second Life Under the Radar. But I didn't actually hear that one, I don't think, so I don't know where it actually came from or started.
Oh, you know, SL Under the Radar is at slundertheradar.com. You think he got that domain from Paul, too?
Yeah, probably.
And amazingly enough, I just went to yakpenis.com, and, well, it brings up SL Under the Radar.
Yes, I mean, it does.
The circle is complete, I guess.
And I know Radar loves that yakpenis.com goes to him.
Tell us a little bit, I guess, since we've said your URL 12,000 times, thank God that Paul sold it to you. Tell us a little bit about Black Tie Martini Club. What, in 30 seconds to pimp your podcast so that others will come on here and want to suffer something that makes Tom Snyder spin in his grave. I mean, Tom Snyder died just so that he could spin in his grave in time for this recording and awful interview. Tell us a little bit about, now that I've taken 2 minutes to ask the question intentionally, tell us a little bit about blacktiemartiniclub.com.
Well, let's see. I've got somebody said this in passing. As a description of it, because it's really hard to describe because it's just kind of whatever is in my head pops out. But it's, let's see. If you want your intellect challenged and your funny bone tickled, you would find the twists to tweak the psyche.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. It means as much as anything else.
Who slung that bullshit? I mean...
I'll never tell. It wasn't me, but
it may have been me, but I don't remember half the stuff I say and the other stuff I regret remembering.
I make it a point never to listen when I talk either.
Well, do we want to exit with a little show tune here or?
Sure. What do you? Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal. Baby, be good to me. Is that all right?
Perfect. So to wrap this up, if they haven't been listening by now, where can they find you and when can they find you?
They can find me at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And that goes up every sort of Sunday night, Monday morning. Bright and early Monday morning, like midnight.
Thank you, Caleb. And I'm going to hang up now and take my pills. Say good night. Well, kids, didn't we learn a lot from that? I sure did. If you want to be, we're firing up the interviews things again, or at least I'm pretending that it's going to stick. So all you out there, Ellison, Tom, Tamara, Radar, I don't care how ashamed I am of you, even the Buckets and Rocky and others, please, I may make this the interview show. This may be an hour long, or it might not be. Depends on who actually picks up the phone. Okay, well, next up is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He provides the music, and he provides this story.
Hi everyone, and welcome to weekly challenge number 68. I'm Guy David from www.guydavid.com, and our story for today is called The Red Yak of Destiny.
The Red Yak of Destiny is an understanding god. When we need crops for the winter, he gives us crops. When we battle with the Twottleglue tribe, we win. Last summer, I went and asked the Red Yak of Destiny for a son, but instead he gave me a daughter. I got angry at him. I went back to him and said, "You gave me a daughter when I asked for a son." He just smiled and asked me to bring my wife. Next summer, I had two boys. Sure, they have long red fur and horns, but they're mine.
You know, if Rocky hears this story, we're going to wind up all worshiping the Red Yak of Destiny. I just know it. Thank you, Guy David. Unique, as always. Man. You can catch him at GuyDavid.com. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. What do the Hodgepodge Point players have in store for us? Let us raise the curtain, turn up the footlights, tell the cigarette girls to all take a hike, and cue spotlight.
Hey everyone, it's Liana from Hodgepodge Point, and I've decided to take up magic. Let me show you the trick I'm currently working on. Just need a bag and a hammer and an iPhone. Volunteers to lend me theirs? I'm getting better at this. Really, I am. So for this week's challenge number 68, Yak, I have the following story called Perfection is Fouled Up. The auditions weren't going so well and Lydia was tired. She buzzed for the next potential failure to be ushered in. None of the actors had been right for the part. The company needed someone who was perfect to appeal to their target buyers. With a new product, the first ads were always crucial. The door swung open. Lydia glanced up at the next actor shuffling in. Shocked, she stared in awe as he began his line.
"I can't believe it's not Yak Butter,"
he said with confident surprise. Lydia sprung up, applauding wildly. "That was fabulous, Fabio. Absolutely fabulous."
Yay! Thank you, Liana. You know, that reminds me of one of Caleb's stories, the I Can't Believe It's Not. No. One of the old weekly challenges, so. Can't believe it's not Yak Butter. Thank you, Liana. You can check out more of her stuff at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. All the locations of these contributors' sites and podcasts can be found in the show notes. Oh, I gotta take another pill here. Marmalade. All right. Next up is, he's back, Ellison of Blogged Ellison. Oh boy. What madness do we have in store now?
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 68 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is Yak, and my story is entitled Yakety Yak. Morris was a miserable Mongol. He was the hindmost in his horde, weak of arm, near of sight, with compromised riding skills. There was no chance he would ever amount to anything in the empire of the Great Khan. Worst of all, he hated yaks. Loathed everything about them. Their stinking woolly coats. Their rancid milk. Their stringy meat. Unfortunately for Morris, the Mongol diet was 98% yak, 2% green leafy vegetables. Clothing? All made from yak wool, including the boxers. Itchy. And of course, everyone lived in yurts made of yak skin. "It's enough to make me yak!" shouted Morris. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
That's right, everyone. Along with literature, you get a history lesson. Thank you, Ellison. You can find more of Ellison's work at Blogged Ellison. That's, I think, ellison1.blogspot.com. The link is in the show notes, huh? I keep on saying it, Jeff. Woo! Excuse me. Went down the wrong pipes there. Ooh! You know that the internet is a series of pipes. No, sorry, it's tubes. Next up is the man who's responsible for this madness. That's right. Ted, otherwise known as Rocky. Okay. We've been waiting 68 episodes to hear Ted tell a yak story. Now, the truth is revealed.
This is Ted, slash Rocky, in Second Life, and this is my submission for 100-word story number 68, Yak. It began as a social experiment. I wanted to bring livestock to my community for several reasons. Besides the fact that I'm just crazy about yak, I really wanted to bring the little something extra for my neighbors besides richer soil. I noticed the other day, one of the females was looking a bit sad. I've seen that look before. It was heartbreak. With a series of dashes and dots, I had Bessie stamp out in Morse code what was bothering her. With a big yak tear in her eye, she stamped out in code her pain in one single word. Radar.
That just brings a tear to my eye, a lump in my throat, and I'm probably hemorrhaging severely in my brain. Thank you, Rocky. But that doesn't explain Jack Squat. So I'm just going to call you up on Skype here. All right, I really need to know what the... Rocky, are you there?
I'm here.
Rocky, you didn't reveal anything except, of course, a mad passion between a large, shaggy, horned beast and a samurai. What is the deal with you and yaks?
There's no deal as far as I'm concerned. It's just sort of, the whole thing appeared out of nowhere one day and sort of took off, so I ran with it. I think it's a little more interesting than, plungers. So.
I guess we have to take a step back here on, if we have to, what was the deal with plungers?
Well, I had never built anything before in Second Life, and I was determined to build something, so I threw some shapes together and thought, well, that looks like a plunger. So I threw some textures on it. I made a 10-meter-high plunger and stuck it on my land. and people didn't think that was too funny, and I was kind of, and I showed up at a party, with a plunger as my date.
Now, you're projecting because I thought it was quite amusing that, although I have to ask, you built something and it kind of looked like a plunger. What were you trying to build?
I don't think I was trying to build anything. I think what I came up with, the final product, sort of resembled a plunger. So I figured, well, I can link those two prims together and call it a plunger, and I'm good.
And from that, the yak upset. What will you be obsessing about next?
Oh, I think, I don't know if I could top yaks.
I mean, are you going to start building Prim Raider Mazukamis at some point?
Well, you know, that's a possibility. I have to clear that with Jane first, but,
do we want to drag Jane into this call?
I don't know that
that may not be a good idea.
I think I'm already in trouble, so it doesn't.
Well, it's great to hear from you and finally understand that there's absolutely no meaning into this whatsoever. It's just the randomness of the chaos.
Yes. That's what I keep telling Jane, so I'm sticking with my story.
Life actually has no underlying purpose. Just ride with the flow.
Exactly.
Rocky, where can people find you? I guess, and find the yaks too.
That would be, at Low Island.
You used to have a podcast. What in blazes happened to it?
Oh, it went by the wayside. It had no direction, so I killed it. But, there is, something in the works, and there will be, information on that hopefully shortly.
Now I've been told, Marvin Zindler, the guy who busted the Chicken Ranch here in Texas for Best Little Whorehouse.
Right.
That musical, he died this week.
Yes.
Is the Yak Ranch, just like the Chicken Ranch, is it a cover for a prostitution operation?
Now that's a pretty foul question. No, it's not. As far as I know, it's not. But, you know, Will shows up at strange hours. I don't know what goes on. And I think Radar's got a cover story there, too. So I don't want to go into that right now.
Well, I'll hand you a visitor's script. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Good.
Thank you, Rocky. And I guess you haven't heard all the stories yet since we're recording this as I'm assembling this weekly challenge.
Right.
Who do you predict is going to have the best story this week?
I don't know. I don't even know who submitted stories.
You know, I've listened to them all, and I can't tell who the hell they are either.
Yeah, well, I'll just vote for the yaks.
Thank you, Rocky. And for God's sake, get help.
Working on it.
Okay. That was Rocky Turok, a.k.a. Ted, and no, we're not playing the Banana Smith theme, and I'm just going to back away slowly, and Chris Carlisle, I don't know what voice you're doing this week, but Chris Carlisle of chriscarlisle.net, Platypus Society, and you can find the rest of his information up on the post office wall. This is Chris Carlisle.
Hello, Chris Carlisle of chriscarlisle.net. Feel free and stop by the website, maybe check out the blog, or check out my weekly humor column called The Dimmer Switch, located at chriscarlisle.net/DS. Yes, The Dimmer Switch, it's kind of like a podcast that you read, or something like that. Yeah. Well, now that we got the shameless plug out of the way, on to this week's entry. Here we go. Hello, Clarice. Don't bother with the trace. I'll be brief. I understand you just had a birthday. Did you receive my gift basket? The hand cream contains a special moisturizer derived from yak's milk, something you can't get stateside. I do hope you'll try it once forensics is done with it. tell me, Clarice, was there a party at the office? Did the FBI spring for a cake, pass a card around for signatures, gather at your desk to sing happy birthday? Sounds charming. Pity I couldn't make it. Well, I believe our time is up. Happy birthday, Agent Starling.
Thank you, Chris Carlisle. Although I've got a question. Why ChrisCarlisle.net? Is there a more famous Chris Carlisle out there who grabbed ChrisCarlisle.com? And I'm not dealing with him, I'm dealing with a second-rate Chris Carlisle? Or have you not gotten the money together to buy ChrisCarlisle.com from Paul from Hungary? Damn those Hungarian domain campers. All right, well, we're down to one more story, and we all know what it is. It's not Radar Masukami, but if you want to learn more about Radar Masukami, go to yakpenis.com. You think I can shoehorn a third interview into this thing? I don't know. Who's around? Let me see if Tom's around. Maybe Tom would want to explain. I hope he's around. He's probably off looking for more things which begin with the letter Y, or maybe he's looking for things that begin with Z, but I forget Planet Z. Tom, are you there?
Yes, Lawrence.
Okay, Tom, first off, even though I've said your podcast location 10,000 times, but not as many times as Caleb's, First explain to the audience, which consists mostly of people who just contribute stories and their relatives and law enforcement officials. Explain to people your podcast and what you do there.
Okay. We started looking many years ago. My friend Jim and I would sit around and talk for hours tonight about why is America as weird as it is? And he said, you really don't see it from the inside. You can see other people's myths. You can see Japanese people and see their strange proclivities. But we sort of said, what makes us the way we are? And over the last 10 years, it's really changed who we are. So we sit around for about an hour, and then we break it up into 15-minute chunks, and we look at just little aspects of, you know, where we are and where we've come from. And we've gone to 2 years.
Congratulations.
Why, thank you.
2 years. Do you feel like you've made any progress in examining all this stuff, or does it make even less sense now?
Well, a couple shows ago, I was sad that heroes have left our culture. And over a period of hour talking to Jim, after looking, I go, well, maybe it's not a good idea to have heroes which have that you assemble. So we'll go through these points, and then I'll change my point of view by the end. So I was surprised. I thought we'd run out of things to talk. That's one of the weird things when you do podcasting. You get out to like a year and a half or 2 years, and you go, have I said everything? Have I repeated myself 12 times? But we still run into really strange things. Thank God for the government and American people that they send up things which are strange. And we go up to Canada periodically, and you can see the change in the culture.
I'm just a little shocked. I mean, if you're discussing heroes, I thought I was your hero.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You haven't lost that point. Of course, I have to nudge Leanna out of the way to get to the pedestal.
Well, I'll just, you know, I'll move the pedestal into the middle of the room, so room all around me for people to worship me, and I'll have the pedestal turn so that not everybody has to worship my ass.
Oh, good. You could be like theater in the round.
I came up with theater in the square. Nobody had a theater.
Here, there he is. Well, no, we appreciate what you do. You know, when I wandered into your show, I was just listening because I liked short stories. And then Caroline was saying, oh, how do I do it? How do I do this? So we ran out to the store and got a microphone to do it. And since she did a story, I said, I thought I'd give it a try. And it's really been a neat experience. And I'm almost as obsessed as you are.
Well, I'm not obsessed at all.
You've done 52 shows in a row.
Me? No, I skipped one. There was
That's right, you did. You only skipped two.
And it wasn't me, it was Planet Z, of course.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Rewind there.
Just like C-Rap Mariner is not me, that's my sister. I keep telling
me. Oh, that reminds me of a bad joke. I'm sorry.
But, no, I actually took a photograph of the two together, so that there's plausible deniability. But, I took a break. One week when the topic was just really, really horribly stupid, and I was also sick. And,
but you still produced the show. You still got it out.
And I mean, and besides, this, the weekly challenge only started a year into this thing.
That's very true.
When I was doing 100, what was that again? The other
Les Nessman.
And then 100words.com, and then they became 100wordstories.com, and then I got, like, sick of them, and now they've taken – well, they haven't really taken off. They stagnate. Mm-hmm. They do it just for the art of it, and it's like, well, yeah, I mean, whatever. Come on. Me, spotlight. You know, a topic goes up at 6 in the afternoon, and I'm supposed to come up with something in 6 hours.
Yeah. Whoa. Where do you do your writing usually?
Oh, I didn't realize this was an interview of me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. See, I'm bad. Stop.
Where do I? Oh, well, but I love talking about myself. The problem is this isn't SL Under the Radar. So,
oh, yes.
I mean, I can't take up the whole thing myself. But if you were Radar Masukami, which I'm sure that I could call him and make him suffer. No, I do. I have a very long commute in the morning and the afternoons. Because if you have a long commute in the morning, I mean, unless your job involves walking back home, and I don't have a staff with a pointed end on it to pick up trash. That is not my job, but sometimes I wish it were. I'd get more sun and exercise. I write on the way up and then I write on the way back. And by the time I'm home, I have 2 or 3 stories and they suck. And so I sit at my keyboard for 5 hours on Second Life thinking, oh God, I got to come up with a story for today. And, something during the day will strike me funny, or my wife will say something, you know, or point out the cat's doing something goofy, or we put a collar on Frisky last night finally again because he had lost his collar, and that inspired last night's story of Gertrude and the tea. I don't know how, but it just did. You know, she was holding the cat and, you know, okay, that's a scene of the woman holding the baby that's sick. But, you know, it all interconnects. But yeah, that's where I come up. Where do you come with your, with?
A lot of times I'll be sitting in the bathtub. You know, lots of hot water, and all of a sudden you'll have these two disrelated points of view, and I'll say, can I put those together? And usually it's a straight run. I'm really surprised. We mentioned this a couple months ago on the writing styles that I do very little editing. It comes pretty linear, which surprised the hell out of me.
Okay. And makes sense to me. Do you ever jump up and shout Eureka and go running through the streets with 100 words?
Well, the street's a long way away.
Okay.
But I should try that sometime. Ouch. We got lots of star thistle, so running naked would be bad.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I'm sorry I didn't get a hold of you earlier to have this right after your story.
That's okay. And I wanted to ask me about the story.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, my first response on it was... yuck. I mean, where do you come up with 100 words beginning with why you, I mean, mission accomplished.
Thank you.
I mean, but the results really are kind of.
Well, the first thing is.
Iraq occupation-ish. I mean.
Very close.
Word.
Well, as you said, it's the same thing that you see the cat do something, and it triggers another thought, and you go, okay, that you'll get you to third. I think with 100 words, you get these really strange chains of information, which, and you know you don't have a lot of time to do that. So when, and also, rolling back for a moment, when I saw the word yak, I went, what am I going to do with that? You know, because you don't want to do yakety yak, you know, because that's the first thing which leaped to mind. And unfortunately, it got at the end. So, so you cheat. You don't want to use it, but you end up using it anyway. And I looked up, Well, the first thing I came up with yoni and yurt, because I know all about Mongolian tents or Tibetan tents, and I said, well, I could put those kind of together. And my initial thought was to chain like three words together and get kind of alliterated beat and then slip, you know, like a article or a verb in there. And I said, I wonder if you could pull everything out and just go straight Y's. So I went to the internet, which everyone does, and I got a listing for Y's, and there's not a lot of Y words, first off. And then I said, well, I need verbs. So I went to another page, and there's like only 16 verbs with Y in it. So I'm going, how can I do this? And after a while, it kind of moved across the board. I'm sorry about the cheap yeshiva one, but it just sort of happened.
That's it. No, don't. If there's one thing we've learned about 100 word stories, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to be sorry.
Absolution.
Just let it wing out and then let the audience be ashamed. And
well, there's one last thing on that, which was weird, which I sent you in the email, is as I was doing it, I suddenly realized that the first 60 words were all five words long, and the remainder were only four words long. So it was just weird. The whole thing came together.
This may have been Guy David's Red Yak of Destiny speaking through you. You haven't heard that story yet.
And no,
I haven't. Pretend like it has changed your life.
I'm going to take all my clothes off and run into the street and say, why Rika?
Well, while you do that, I'm just going to hit stop here and shudder with disgust. Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Week in, week out, you're always there, raising the level of discourse, possibly raising our lunches out through our mouths. And unless it takes me forever to get these up and running, then it may be brunch on Sunday. Thank you, Tom. Well, this is us turning into the interview show this week, isn't it? I'm sure that I can squeeze out one more interview, but until then, we've got one more story here, and you know who it's going to be. You know, Tom went all crazy with Y, so let's move on to the end of the alphabet and the end of the show, which is Planet Z. Planet Z, sock it to us.
Shaggy Beast is running amok on Main Street, smashing cars and breaking store windows. Sheriff calls for help, and a pickup truck pulls to a stop in the middle of the street. His ancient boots are cracked with time, caked with mud from distant lands. He raises his hand slowly and approaches the beast, humming a Himalayan sleeping chant. The tornado of horns, fur, and hooves slows and stops with a grunt. The yak whisperer places his hand on the beast's forehead and smiles. His other hand holds a gun, and he shoots. The town will dine well tonight.
The things I do for you people. And there you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week and suffered my interviewing incompetence to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. And when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 69 weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 70th, and they win the magnets. People, you need to send me your addresses so I can send you the magnets. I mean, I got all these magnets. I have truckloads of them. I mean, we can't move. I mean, the cats were feeding the magnets. I mean, do you know what it's like? You know, where's the cat? Hold on. Take them off the refrigerator. I mean, come on. There's more to do with the website than just vote or stare blankly. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of those stories in case you can't understand what the hell we're saying or count up how many Y words Tom used. You need to subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. Don't just click once. Don't just click twice. No, go ahead. Just click once. I got that wrong. Who writes these scripts? What I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com, the head priest of the Red Yak of Destiny. Great Mel Rockness. We'll be back. You know what? We've been making fun of Radar Masakami here, on and off. I need to bring him up here. Hold on. Hold on a second, folks. It's a long way to Radar Land. He hides from all of us. So let's just see. Hold on. That's the number for Air Safety's Lesbian Escort Service. No, that's not it. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Hold on, let me dial this. Okay, I think I've got him. I think he's on the other end of the line. I think I've got him in my sights. And are you there, Radar?
I am here. Crap, I'm a little frightened.
Do you want to be here?
I think I want to be here.
Okay.
I'm gathering that the information is going to be revealed, which is highly important to myself.
Oh, it is. I mean, this whole episode has been an homage to the Yak, Rocky's one true love. But he's revealed that the Yak's true love is you. How do you respond to that?
Well, I first of all, I did not inhale. And secondly, I deny everything. I don't even know the Yak's names, whereas I think Rocky, he can point them out by name. He can point them out by age, by sex. I don't know how to tell what sex a Yak is, first of all. And I was never there. That wasn't me. I don't have an alt, by the way. Any other denials I need to issue? Oh, but the only thing I ever did for those Yak was I built a lovely sign. And that's the only involvement I've had with the Yak.
Well,
to the best of my knowledge.
I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this. And another thing, your podcasts were well-intentioned trying to get them 15, 20 minutes. They've wound up an hour long.
Yes.
Now, it's not my fault because I'm not interviewing myself for 20, 30, 40, 4 days anymore in those things. I mean, you've banned me, which is why I've dragged you into here. But this podcast is normally a minute 44 long, although the weekly challenges are 20, 25 minutes. This one's turning into an hour long, and you're in it. Does this prove?
I sense blame reassignment going on here.
Well, it's happening right now. You're to blame for this. How sorry are you that this is happening?
Well, I'm a little disturbed, but I don't think it has anything to do with this podcast. But the thing is that Rocky hit it right on the head. The editing software is too complex. I haven't met a piece of software that I can operate yet. And frankly, I'm going to have to accuse you of the same. If this podcast is going to wind up to be an hour and you're the one editing it, I really would like to shift the blame back over to you if that's possible.
Oh, I don't edit these. I record them as is, and I just bumpers and boom, insert story, record some more, insert story, record some more, done, post. And then Caleb can go shopping. But, I mean, so you're saying that the editing software needs to be simple. The problem is if Fisher-Price makes editing software, somehow the Chinese are going to use lead paint for developing that software.
Oh, can't Sony come out with a My First Editor or something like that? I mean,
well, they're too busy working on My First Chainsaw.
My first, yeah.
Oh, you should see the YouTube videos of the kids testing those things. It's just, they're so cute and loud. Although I have newfound respect for school nurses.
That brings up another story, but never mind.
We're going to wind up with the school nurse, yeah, ranch and Piper Point. Now, I'm going to people, you have a reputation or of being kind of a target for people's shame, attacks, embarrassment. I don't see why that's happening. Do you know why people are ashamed of you or quite concerned for you or just somewhat leery? How did this reputation develop?
Well, you know, I'm not entirely sure. I have a vague sense of shame myself, but that just hovers over me all the time. I think there's some more specific, some specialized shame that's going on here, and I haven't quite uncovered the source of it yet. I have a sinking feeling that you're going to try to, but it seems like it came up early in my SL Under the Radar podcasting career. I just remember people telling me how ashamed they were of me, and so I adopted that, but I haven't really thought to ask why.
Well, at first I thought it was the fact that you had me on the first episode and they were so ashamed of you of doing that.
That's but pretty shameful, but many others can share that blame as well. So I don't know that that's it.
I figured it out. They look at the URL and they see SL Under the Radar. And they don't see a U. They see an A. They see Slander the Radar.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. And so they just slander you. I mean, with this yak accusation and the alt and being air safety's, I don't know, what's a chanteuse? Chartreuse? Something French.
If that stands for hot tub buddy, then possibly. But anyway, well, I think that maybe I should go out there and get slandertheradar.com. Maybe I should have done that to begin with, and then people would have been saying SL Under the Radar this whole time. I did it completely backwards.
They would have been more enthusiastic about being interviewed, at least.
Certainly.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Some people, you know, you're yelling, wake up, wake up, wake up, answer the question. I mean, come on. Although that one with Corey was actually pretty good.
That one with Corey was very good. Corey is a very intelligent human being. He had never listened to my podcast, which is why he agreed to come onto it. And he never will again, but it was. It was probably one of the best interviews. He's obviously an intelligent person, as you know from the Bucket podcast, is very popular and very well done. So, that was a pleasure.
Although, if he had gone back and listened to them, he wouldn't. I mean, it was started with episode one, and oh, God. You know, great, I'm going to pick up the microphone, and it's going to wind up being me recording myself for 20 minutes.
And in fairness, I'll come straight out and admit it. I am probably the worst interviewer in the history of mankind. That's a sense of shame. If you want a real sense of shame, the fact that I'm masquerading as a podcaster is a sense of shame. That's even worse than anything I've done to those yak, which I didn't do. But if I had done, this would be worse than that.
Well, once
because, you know, the yak don't talk about it, whereas listeners can always go on and tell other people about how horrific your podcast was.
I'm sorry, I'm just checking the webcam here. I think Tom Snyder is spinning even faster in his grave. Well, thank you for attempting in futility to defend yourself here.
Well, I'll be listening with interest to see how Rocky slanders me further and attempts to shift the animal love label from over his head to mine, but thank you.
Well, it's all a matter of just controlling the group and suckering people into using that particular rank. Thank you, Radar. And people can find you where?
Well, unlike some people's perception, it's not slandertheradar.com, but it is slundertheradar.com. And I also have a blog at radarmasakami.com. If you want to send hate messages, that seems to be a popular activity. So please stop by those sites. And
I just send out Twitters or say call you on Skype.
And you can find most of the fine action at podcasting.islowcrap.com. I have to do that. It's my way. I can't go without plugging.
They're listening to that site. I mean, you're plugging it on the actual site. What is wrong with you?
Okay, it's possible that somebody's out there riding a subway, someone gets beaten down and their iPod stolen, and then the thief has to know where to go to get more of this.
You're assuming that people download this and actually listen to this in public. I mean, come on. You're really stretching through.
Come on.
Next thing you know, you're going to say that people don't listen to Adam Curry.
Do they?
Well, thank you, Radar, and you can find Radar at slundertheradar.com. It's my goal to say your URL more than Caleb's. I kind of failed this episode. All right, let me just go ahead and cut you loose so I can finish this god-awful thing so Caleb can go shopping. Thank you, Radar.
Thank you.
Let's just bring the music back up a little bit here. And there we go. You're in a Second Life. Look for Edlow Island every Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Go to Bowen. SO Woodstock is coming. SOWoodstock.com. Also check out Bowen Brook with Daphne and Tamara. DaphneandTamara.com. The 10cast with Stuart Worf. The10cast.com. Nick Wilson of Metaverse. Metaverse.com. And you know, they got Prokovi Neva, you know, doing rants, you know, called Second Rant, you know, excellent stuff, you know. And finally, Slander the Radar. SLanderTheRadar.com. Thank you to everyone who suffered my style. And my condolences to Tom Snyder's family. He is now spinning faster than the speed of light. Tom, we miss you. This episode was an homage to you. Settle back, fire up a color TV, and watch as the podcast flies through. I will post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Those of you who are downloading this and wondering, what the hell is this thing doing an hour long? Well, it's SL Under the Radar 14. Slam. God, I guess we're just ending the podcast. Oh, and as always, oh, I completely forgot. keep it brief. Yeah, right. Good luck.